In eastern Libya, rebel fighters are expected today to launch an attack aimed at taking Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. It's a key pro-Gaddafi stronghold that's blocking the way between the rebels in Benghazi and the capital, Tripoli. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson interviewed a top field commander in Benghazi about the rebels' plans, and she joins us now. Good morning, Soraya.
Good morning, David.
So what did you learn? What are the rebels planning?
So we spoke at midnight with a top field commander by the name of Fauzi Berkatis. Now, this is the man who's in charge of all civilians who've taken up arms to rid the country of Muammar Gaddafi. And what he tells us is that negotiations have stalled or have never even taken place with the folks who live in Sirte, as well as in a town called Bin Jawad, which is going to be their first destination today. Bin Jawad lies between the oil refinery town of Ras Lanuf and Sirte. And what's been happening is that every time they've tried to get past, the rebel fighters have tried to get past Bin Jawad, they get attacked from behind by Gaddafi forces, as well as people in town who are loyal to Gaddafi. And so what they're going to do today, unless there's some last-minute breakthrough in negotiations, is begin bombardment in the Bin Jawad area with hopes of breaking through and making their way to Sirte. Berkatis has said that they have tried this before. They have tried before to clear Bin Jawad and move forward, but every time they've seemed to have regrouped. And he predicts that this attack is not going to be easier.
But now we don't know where are the forces, and they are in between the housing. And some of the Bin Jawadis are with the forces. So now we don't have a choice if they don't give us any answer.
So if the fighters are successful, Berkatis says that the next stop will be Sirte. They're going to push forward. They've moved all their equipment and fighters there, and they will head towards Sirte.
So, Sarai, you say that this field commander is in charge of civilians who have taken up arms. Are they getting any help from NATO in an operation like this?
Well, the field commander tells us that they will not likely get a lot of help except where the troops are exposed and where the equipment of Gaddafi's forces are exposed. He says that NATO has been very strict about not attacking places where they are blending with the civilians.
We've talked about that Sirte is Gaddafi's hometown. You said that negotiations so far have been unsuccessful. Who is there? Who is still in that city?
Well, there are three main tribes, I should say, including the Gaddafis, which, of course, is who Muammar Gaddafi belongs to. And they have not been open or receptive to negotiations. It's important to note that on the other side, I mean, this push I've been talking about is coming from the east and headed west. But on the other side, from the west headed east, about 20 miles outside, there are rebel fighters who belong, or who came, I should say, from Misrata, which is a coastal city that, of course, came under very heavy attack for many months by Gaddafi forces. And they are ready to enter as well. They, too, have been trying to negotiate, but from what we are hearing, there has just been absolutely no talks. The people in Sirte have been unwilling to meet the rebels and come up with a solution.
And we should underline again that Sirte stands in a very important place, blocking the road from the rebels to get from Benghazi to the capital, Tripoli. Let's say that the rebels do have a successful effort and can take Sirte. What then happens next?
Well, the first thing that will happen is that coastal road that runs basically from Egypt all the way to Tunisia, they're going to make sure that that's open and secure, because that's necessary for not only accessing Tripoli, the capital, but for resupplying and just getting life going again. I mean, most Libyans live in this northern area. And so that's one focus. But the other focus is going to be in turning southward to where the water supply is. This area still has heavy pockets of Gaddafi loyalists, and that's where they would go next.
And Soraya, really briefly, did this commander you spoke with give you any estimate for how long he thinks it might take rebel forces to get control of all of Libya?
He says it's definitely visible, that the goal is in sight, but that they really do need help in terms of people, supplies, and equipment. Here's what he had to say.
What we need the support. If I get all the things, that all the needed, all the logistics, and maybe a few helicopters, we can get over this area within 2 months.
Well, that was Field Commander Fauzi Berkatis, and he says such support has not been forthcoming.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, and she did mention that NATO might consider helping the rebels here in limited ways. We have gotten word now that Britain's Royal Air Force is firing missiles at a bunker in Sirte to help clear the way for that rebel advance.